Over the past 4 months, officials from two European countries, the European Parliament, and the United States have formed stronger relationships with Taiwan. Freddie Lim is a member of Taiwan Parliament's Foreign Relations Committee. He believes this is happening because countries can now openly talk with Taiwan. He added, "Before, of course, all countries were having communication with Taiwan, but in the past, it was all under the table." Under the table means the talks were unofficial. China sees self-ruled democratic Taiwan as a part of its territory. It has threatened force, if necessary, to bring the island under its rule. Taiwan has diplomatic recognition from just 15 small countries. Experts say Western countries' recent dealings serve as a warning to China, Taiwan's longtime political opponent. Sean Xu is an independent political observer in Taiwan. Xu said by working together, these countries have more political ability to negotiate with China. Other countries are teaming up in case China pushes too hard against Taiwan, protesters in Hong Kong, or the Muslim minority in the Xinjiang area in China. Experts say these are causes where democratic leaders often side with the pushed over the pusher. Lithuania agreed in July to permit Taiwan to set up a representative office. China recalled its ambassador to Lithuania and warned of possible other effects. The Czech Republic's Senate president took a representative group of 89 leaders to Taiwan in August. The European Parliament decided to deepen economic and diplomatic relations with Taiwan last month. A report also raised concerns about China's use of its military to pressure Taiwan. State media China Daily reported comments made by China's foreign ministry spokesman, Wang Wenbin. Wenbin said the European Parliament's report violates the understanding of normal international relations, as well as the One China principle. He added that it goes against the agreement made by the EU on the Taiwan question. Derek Grossman is a senior defense researcher with the U.S.-based RAND Corporation Research Organization. He said Western leaders have tired of China's authoritarian leanings. Grossman said that countries like Lithuania are joining together to reject the authoritarian model in international politics. Talking to Taiwan is one way to show that rejection. Stephen Nagy is a top research professor of politics and international studies at International Christian University in Tokyo. He said that a sizable group of countries acting for Taiwan could help head off any conflict. To keep the peace, countries voicing support for Taiwan have said they plan to uphold their own One China policies. This means recognizing Beijing, China over Taipei, Taiwan. China usually does not oppose informal Taiwan foreign trade and some relations. but it does not like political or military exchanges. A spokesperson for Beijing's Taiwan Affairs Office said Monday, Taiwan's cooperation with other forces and continued independence fights were the root cause for bad relations. This included sending 700 Chinese airplanes into the Taiwanese Air Defense Identification Zone. Taiwan President Tsai Ing-wen has said during her 5 years in office so far that countries that share her democratic values should support her. Some experts say foreign countries have priced in China's normal anger as they work with Taiwan. Negi said China's retaliation depends on the size and influence of the country. Since Lithuania has little economic ties with China, it has more freedom to act. Grossman said countries like India and Vietnam are ready to back one another economically to make up the difference in case of economic retaliation from China. Vietnam and India have spoken out against China over Asian territory claims. I'm Gregory Stockel.